After some 11 long days of often tense negotiations, the 29th United Nations Climate Change Conference, known as COP29, concluded with a deal that campaigners said was a betrayal of the developing world. Under the deal, the impoverished nations should receive at least $1.3 trillion a year in funds to help them shift to a low-carbon economy. The money will also help them set up infrastructure to cope with the impacts of extreme weather by 2035. COP29 President Makhtar Boubaev seemed pleased with the outcome.
They doubted that everyone could agree. They were wrong on both. With this breakthrough, the Baku finance goal will turn billions into trillions over the next decade.
However, not everyone shares his enthusiasm. Critics noted that only $300 billion of the promised $1.3 trillion annually will come primarily from grants and low-interest loans from the developed world. The rest must come from private investors and a range of potential new sources of money, such as possible taxes on fossil fuels and frequent flyers, which have yet to be agreed upon. That angered India, explained the Indian delegation representative, Gandhi Raina.
Excellency, I regret to say that this document is nothing more than an optical illusion. This, in our opinion, will not address the enormity of the challenge we all face. Therefore, we oppose the adoption of this document.
Some of the world's poorest and most vulnerable nations fought hard during nearly 2 weeks of tense negotiations at the COP29 United Nations summit in Azerbaijan's capital, Baku, for a bigger share of the money to come directly from developed countries. At one point, several delegates from developed nations walked away from the talks in protest. The talks were high stakes from the start, opening just days after Donald J. Trump won re-election as President of the United States. When he takes office in January, Trump intends to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. His critics say he is likely to oppose providing climate finance to the developing world. Questions remain also over the deal's practicalities. During last year's COP28 summit in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, there was a call to transition away from coal, oil and natural gas. That was seen as groundbreaking because for the first time 200 countries, including top oil and natural gas producers like Saudi Arabia and the US, seemed to agree to phase down fossil fuels. However, the latest negotiations only mentioned the Dubai deal without explicitly repeating the call for a transition away from these energy sources. That was perhaps no surprise, with Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev referring to fossil fuel resources as a gift from God during his keynote opening speech. Yet Azerbaijan, a major crude oil and natural gas producer nation, managed to attract delegates flying from around the world to the climate change gathering in Baku. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.